This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study, we noted the details of how God wanted to be worshipped. If we're to worship God aright, we must follow His instructions, not presume that whatever we feel led to do is okay. As you read Exodus 25 through 40, you'll find that people are also important to God. The priests who would officiate in the tabernacle worship were very important. Even what they wore was important. They were to be prepared and anointed for their task. But before worship could take place, the people who built the tabernacle and sewed the tapestries and the garments were appointed and empowered. Before that, there were people who gave the materials for the construction. Even before them, there was the man who met with God and was commissioned by Him to communicate God's plans for it all. People are important in the preparation for worship and in the actual worship of God. The most basic preparation for people to worship is purity of heart. Always remember the place and practices for worship are not as important as the purity of heart. Whether you're giving materials for the work and worship of God, engaged in building and preparation, or actually involved in the work and worship of God, He's not impressed if your heart is not right. When your heart is right, God will fill you with His Spirit, as He did Bezalel, and skill you to do whatever He assigns. Note in Exodus 31 and 35, true worship requires people empowered by God to work and worship in ways that bring God glory. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.